لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, he will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Oh Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all his family members and his companions. Today, khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-witr, the single, is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-witr. Subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one, no partner, and no one like him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one is his own self. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of his own. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. No like him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the one in his action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the one that has no help and no partner. Only him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the one al-witr, the single. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the powerful without any weakness. He is the knowledgeable without any ignorance. He is the living and will never die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-witr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qayyum. He will never sleep. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-witr only came in the hadith, did not come in the Quran. In the hadith sharif, Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لله 99 اسما من حفظها دخل الجنة وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وِتْرٌ يُحِبُّ الْوِتْرِ. So Abu Hurairah narrated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Whoever will memorize them, he will enter paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witr is a single, and like the single. When you say like the single, like when you pray, like at the end of the night, you pray one rak'ah at the end. Even in tradition, if you do anything, if you can make it single, and with your intention say, this is Allah, you are al-witr, and this is a single count for the sake of Allah. That's just because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-witr. So whatever you can do, if you could customize your doing to end up with something witr, with something single, it's a more preferable for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since he is the single, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-witr, he has no partner, nobody like him, nobody with him, so he's alone, without any help, he conducts all his affairs by himself. So this attribute is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else in the universe. All the creations, look at anything, you will find what you call a shafh, or the like husband and wife, male and female, positive and negative. everything will sit together, will rest together when they are two together. In that way, even if you عاشق معشوق, if you put anything together, will sit, will rest. Any positive and negative will sit and rest, and so on. And husband and wife, or male and female. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe in that way for, but only Him is the witr or the single, that He is alone by Himself, no partner, no son, none of His creation with Him to conduct any of His affairs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that, the shaf, which is two, for all His creations. Just to think of anything, you will find it always two together. Even in the atoms. In the atoms, when all the items in the creation will go down to the atoms, and the atom will be also in two together to match and to stay together, to stick together, but not only one by itself. So this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique for Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just kept that for Himself, for Himself only. So for the creations to be in twos, like male and female, positive and negative, because there is weakness there. The weakness in the creations for them to have two, like the it will be honor and dishonor, will be strength and weakness. There will be knowledge and ignorance. There will be life and death. There will be being honorable and being humiliated, and being more powerful and also weakness. So all these tools is from the adjectives or for the attributes of the human or the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had all these attributes without any deficiencies. Only Him has this attributes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one in Himself, in his attributes, in His actions. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ Nothing like Him. Only Him has this uniqueness in everything that related to His attributes. So Imam al-Nawawi also described to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked the witr, He liked the single in everything, in your actions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for you in your obedience, always make it as a witr, make it single. So whatever you do, like a salah, khams, five times a day. Also, purification, three. When the circulation around the Kaaba is seven, also single. When zakah is khams, and in everything related to the ibadah, you will find it always in single. That's for, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a single, is the witr. And also look at the samawat wal ard sab'a, the seven heavens and earth, and also the seven continents, and all these single numbers related to the oneness and to the witr and the being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the single. So also when you make sujood, you make sujood in seventh, also in a single. So when you make sujood, you make sujood, and you make sure that you have you in a single piece of your head, in your hands, and your knees, and your foot. That's seventh, and so on. So أمرت أن أسجد على سبعة أعظم على الجبهة واليدين وأطرف القدمين. So wrong is if someone will just put his hands like this all in the floor. No, it always should be seventh. Count seventh. One, three, two, and two, and two. This way you do it the way the sunnah, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us how to pray. Also, in the day of judgment, there will be seventh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shade them with his shade, with the shade of his throne. Only seven kind of people. If you look at the kind of people, the people who, someone goes back and forth to the messenger, someone, all these attributes for the seven people that who will be shaded with the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. Keep that in mind when you do sin, oh Allah, you are the witr, and I do this for your sake. Anything you do, just do something. Instead of doing it twos, no, end it up with just one. This way you make it single. So that's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's many of the hadith related to how you make, you know, even all your daily affairs to keep it in single status. So you can search that, but this is really, it's something that not many people know about it. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "لما توفى آدم غسلته الملائكة بالماء وتران." Yani when Prophet Adam died, the angels purified him, and also in a single way. وَالْحَدُّ لَهُ وَقَالُوا هَذِهِ سُنَّةُ آدَمَ فِي وَلَدِهِ. So they set up the norm for this to for the rest of the son of Adam. The daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when she died, he asked the people who were the ladies who were purifying her to make everything single in her purification. Al-Bukhari also the hadith say la yaghdu yawm al-fitr hatta yakul tamrat wa yakuluhunna witran. Even when you in the Eid al-Fitr, when you eat the date, eat and also keep that you eat witr. So instead of eating 3 or 5 or 7 or 9 and so on, only all everything keep it in which basis. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that hadith Anas, "إذا اشتكيت فضع يدك حيث تشتكي وقل بسم الله أعوذ بالله بعزة الله وقدرته من شر ما أجد ومن وجع هذا ثم أرفع يدك ثم أعد ذلك وترا." When you pray for yourself, when you supplicate for yourself, also supplicate witr. Like you say the prayer 3 times. Didn't say that you say it only 2 times or 4 times. No, 3 times or 7 times or 33 times. When you make tasbih, you make 33 times. So always make your tasbih, your supplications on a witr basis. أعوذ بالله بعزة الله وقدرته من شر ما أجد من وجع هذا ثم أرفع يدك ثم أعد ذلك وترا. All to be in وتر. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. الله سبحانه وتعالى الوتر. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered us to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commandments, and in one of the hadith say ya ahl al-Quran awtiru fa inna Allah witrun yuhibbu al-witr. The Muslims of the the Quran belongs to you, awtiru. Everything make in your life make it witr. إن الله وتر and يحب الوتر. الله single and like everything in single. And this name, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they mentioned, is only for him. is an indication of his perfection, his uniqueness. He has no dependency on any of his creation. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one, no, with no partner, no son, no wife, none of in his creation like him. So now when we pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask his forgiveness and we testify for his oneness and his uniqueness and his most powerful, and we say قل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Prophet Muhammad to thank him, to thank Allah for him, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being one, has no son, has no partner in his kingdom, and also, and we should say Allahu Akbar many times. And we thank Allah for that. لأن أقول سبحان الله والحمد لله والله أكبر أحب إلي مما طلعت عليه الشمس. When you say سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر, that's better for you than what in the universe, in the heaven and the earth. When you recite, when you supplicate and say this tasbih, that's the best thing for you to do than anything ever in this universe at all. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once came to a masjid and he found one of the Sahaba supplicating. And the companion said, Allahumma inni as'aluka ya Allah, ba'annaka al-wahid al-ahad, al-samad, al-ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakun lahu kufwan ahad, an taghfir li ذنوبي إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. So when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قد غفر له, Allah forgive him three times. So that's what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to always do. Sometimes he went to emphasize issues, he was to repeat it three times. So we should always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember his attributes, and we pray with, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all his attributes, the attributes that he mentioned in the Quran, or his attributes that he taught them to any of his creations, or his attributes that he kept for himself that he didn't even mention to any of his creations. And when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his attributes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond, because all the affairs that you could think of, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will include it. But just think about anything that you need in your life, you will find one of the attributes belongs to that need. So but when you pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all his attributes, then you could just use this is a way to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respond to your prayer through his attributes, which is one of them should suit what you're looking for. Allahumma as'aluka sahhatan fi iman wa imanan fi husn khuluq wa najahan yatba'ahu falah wa rahmatan wa afiyah wa maghfiratan minka wa ridwana. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyah wa husn al-khuluq والرضا بالقدر. اللهم إنك تسمع كلامي وترى مكاني وتعلم سري وعلانيتي ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمري, يا من أظهر الجميل وستر القبيح, يا من لا يؤخذ بالجريرة ولا يهتك السريرة, يا حسن التجاوز, يا واسع المغفرة, يا باسط اليدين بالرحمة, يا صاحب كل نجوى, يا كريم الصفح, يا عظيم المن, اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا, أستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله, حي للصلاة.